Her breasts were small, but he liked the firmness of them. "You don't want to do that, my lord prince." "Oh, but I do." Theon gave her a squeeze. "Your squire is watching you. Let him. You never speak of it, I swear."
Escrid pried his fingers off her breast. This time she kept him firmly prisoned. She had strong hands. "I like a woman with a good tight grip." She snorted.
"I'd not have thought it by that wench on the waterfront.
You must not judge me by her. She was the only woman on the ship."
"Tell me of your father. Will he welcome me kindly to his castle?"
"Why should he? He scarcely welcomed me. His own blood, the heir to Pike and the Iron Islands."
"Are you?" she asked mildly. "It said that you have uncle's brothers, a sister."
"My brothers are long dead, and my sister, well, they say Asher's favourite gown is a chainmail hauberk that hangs down past her knees, with boiled leather small clothes beneath. Men's garb won't make her a man, though. I'll make a good marriage alliance with her once we've won the war, if I can find a man to take her. As I recall, she had a nose like a vulture's beak, a ripe crop of pimples, and no more chest than a boy.